Manu Patra alerts dated the 24th of October 2018. Supreme Court has dismissed appeal seeking a direction that the politicians, who were allegedly behind the massive unrest across the country because of the 20th of March verdict of Apex Court diluting the SCST Act of 1989, account for the losses and damage to public property so sustained. Supreme Court has upheld compensation to a disgruntled homebuyer and also reduced the time period for computation of the amount, noting the delay on the part of the buyer in taking possession. Supreme Court, while allowing only less polluting green crackers, has observed Article 25 is subject to Article 21, and if a particular religious practice is threatening the health and lives of people, such practice is not to entitled to protection under Article 25. Supreme Court has turned down a plea by central government to further extend the time for verification of claims submitted by those whose names have been excluded from draft National Register of Citizens, NRC, beyond the 23rd of November. Supreme Court has pulled up the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs for stalling everything and not coming out with a procedure for issuance of notice to defaulters who have carried out illegal constructions in Delhi. Supreme Court has referred a plea for constituting an independent mechanism for selection of election commissioners for the consideration of Constitution Bench. Delhi High Court has issued transfer policy of judicial officers, which also provides that judicial officers related to one another shall not be posted in the same court complex. Delhi High Court has quashed the circular issued by Delhi government that empowered registrars to cancel or recall a registered deed on receipt of any complaint that the same has been registered by practicing fraud. Delhi High Court has directed the agency to maintain status quo until the 29th of October on proceedings against its special director Rakesh Asthana, who sought directions for no coercive steps and quashing of an FIR lodged against him in connection with a case of alleged bribery. Bombay High Court has dismissed a fresh PIL questioning the discrepancies between two orders regarding an operation to tranquilize and shoot the tigress of Dandakoda and capture her two cubs. Bombay High Court has rejected a plea seeking directions to a lower court to examine social activist Anna Hazare as a witness in the alleged 2006 murder case of Congress leader Pooran Raj Nimbalkar. Madras High Court has reduced 5 seats from the quota allotted to Sri Venkateshwara Medical College Hospital and Research Centre at Ariyur in Puducherry under the management quota for admission of students for 2019 to 2020. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has held that financial service providers such as non-banking financial companies are outside the purview of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code.